Good morning, 27th of September, Monday morning. So we've got NFL to finish up the card from this weekend and three new baseball picks. Real quickly, the baseball 2-1 yesterday, continuing a great streak that we're on overall. Just a few losing days mixed in, but overall great. NFL was awesome yesterday, no losses yet. We even had the ability to take a couple promotional offers of books where parlaying 5-6 NFL teams up and got 5 yesterday. You can win 10 out of 14 games against the spread, $2,500 in free play. Got 11 yesterday out of 14 on that promotional offer. So that's awesome. We've got open bets here. We did on the NFL week 3 broadcast, we had a parlay, a teaser parlay of New England's game and the Dallas Philly game to go under. And so we can't get any more than that because half of it's already won. So we're just waiting for the Dallas adjusted under to go under for that win. And then we have already picked Dallas -3 for the game. And that game actually has improved slightly. It was paid at -120. You can get it -115, -117, -118 in different books. And -3 is the way to go. I do think Dallas wins by 6 to 10 points. Let's call it 30 to 20. But bar tendencies would put it to go under. It could be 27-17, 27-14, 20-30, 20. These are all possible. Little likelihood of it going over. This is, again, against the grain. A lot of people still think it's going to be a shootout. They're putting too much credence in Dallas's poor defense last year, et cetera, or maybe giving too much credit to Dak Prescott's alleged four to 500 yard passing days. So the trend is to the under, regardless of public opinion on that. So we have that. Yeah, and then there was a same game parlay it's still playable because none of it's happened yet. That was the Dallas money line, and you could also include a halftime money line to increase your odds even better. Elliott to go over 61.5 rushing yards and the game to go under 55.5, you know, teasing that up a little bit. That's a +400 payout. You could knock off the Zeke rushing yards if you wish. You could knock off the halfline money line if you wish. You could, and if you really wanted to get a better payout with less bets, you could not adjust the total up, keep it at 51.5 in Dallas on the money line. Nice payout. Again, I've got that in at +400 for the 4 bets I just mentioned. Now, going to add 4 bets to this, 4 bets to the card. Now, because of the success yesterday, there's a tendency to have overconfidence. So I'm trying to, I took these bets using the same logic that went into the original bets so that when there was fear of loss, more fear of loss, there's always fear of loss, the logic that went into that was allegedly sound based on so far the success for the weekend rather than maybe being a little exuberant with the success and then taking more plays. So the 4 added plays are Jalen Hurts rushing yards over 54.5. Ezekiel Elliott rushing yards over 61.5. Hurts passing yards under 250.5. And Elliott of Philadelphia field goals over 1.5. Now, the logic behind adding these. Jalen Hurts rushing yards over 54.5 and Zeke over 61.5. As I mentioned, I already have Zeke in a parlay, so that's not new thinking. The Jalen Hurts rushing yards over 54.5 is an extremely solid play. Because, well, he's the junior version of Lamar Jackson. It's the same style. Their passing skills have work, they need work, and they're both the leading rushers for their team. And 54.5 yards, and Dallas has a banged-up defensive line. They're missing all across the board. Their leader, Lawrence, is out with a broken foot. You got a rookie linebacker who played defensive end in his spot last week. It'd be hard-pressed to think that they're not going to try to establish the run. Now, the reason why you get some of these numbers is, well, Dallas's stats are 8th best rushing defense and 31st best passing defense. Well, after two games, things are a little deceptive in the stat world. How can you be the number 8 rushing defense, no matter how much emphasis you put on it? And yes, their entire emphasis was stop the run or lose games. So they do want to stop the run, absolutely, as much as any other team and more due to last year's absolute failure in that category. But you can only do so much, and the game itself is going to be a ball control running type game. Dallas is going to establish the run just like they did with the Chargers last week, 190 yards rushing, and they won the game versus a million yards passing for Prescott, and they lost the game versus Tampa Bay, although it did come down to a last-second field goal, and obviously the opposite came true where they won the game on a last-second field goal against the Chargers. So either game could have gone the other way, but it doesn't make sense to try to establish the run. That opens up the passing even more. So Jalen Hurts rushing yards over the total is a slam dunk as far as I'm concerned. Zeke yards over the total is just a replay of already established thinking. Elliott field goals over 1.5. Both of them should get 2, both teams. But when you've got Elliott at plus 110 over 1.5 and Zuerlein at minus 130 over 1.5, there's only one option to take. Take the positive juice rather than giving it up. And quite frankly, although you would say that Zuerlein's a better kicker than Elliott, it comes down to opportunities, really. And Dallas' defense so far, again, stats can lie after two games, is more of a bend-but-don't-break defense. They might not get it in the end zone, but they'll be in the range for a field goal. Whereas Dallas spent more time trying to improve on their red zone failures from last year, they're more likely to try to get it in, and the field goal attempts are going to be because they're longer distance and there's no sense in trying to convert. But they're going to be more likely to go for it on fourth down than kick a field goal when they're deep in the territory. So I believe that Elliott has a better shot at more field goal attempts to start with, and then he's getting positive juice on it. So that's the winner there. And then Hurts passing yards under. Now, comparing the two quarterbacks, probably not smart to go under the total for Prescott because he could exceed it by 150 yards, possibly, whereas the over potential for Hurts is non-existent to speak of. They're just, regardless of the speed, some serious burners for Philadelphia, absolutely. But you have to catch the ball first, and accuracy is not Hurts' strong point. So going over for him is illogical. So now you got to look at the unders as being a potential winner. I've already mentioned, I believe, that Dallas tries to establish the run, so you got to look at the under. But again, the upside risk is too much there. Now you have Sanders, and I should address Sanders in Philadelphia as well. His rushing total, if you're a Sanders fan, take the over for sure. Do not take the under. But I don't believe that there's a solid edge on taking over for Sanders because I think Hurts is your more logical choice. Now, the Sanders number was, I believe, 51. So between the two of them, 105, 106 yards. They probably get that between the two of them, but it could be a situation where Hurts gets 80 yards and Sanders 30, 40, you know, 50, but not quite 51, 52. So I'm passing on Sanders there. But again, back to Hurts passing yards under because the focus on the run and because Dallas' defense is not as bad defending the pass and they're not as good defending the run. You got to take the under on the Hurts. So I feel very confident on these four added picks, and largely because they're really just holdovers with the same exact thinking that went into the games prior to them being played on Sunday. So there shouldn't be any tainted feeling, any tainted perceptions or thoughts on this. The stats all back this all up. Everything's used the same. So these are four solid added plays to Monday's card. And then real briefly on baseball, again, following up yesterday's 3-2. We've got three picks today. We're going to get them all as dogs. Detroit Tigers plus 135 at home against the White Sox team, who has already locked up the best they can do in the playoffs around the corner here. And Detroit has actually played pretty well late. In fact, they have a winning home record versus the losing road record for Chicago. Chicago's pitcher, Keuchel, is kind of making teams wonder if he's going, making his general manager, I'm assuming, wonder if he's going to be a rotation piece for them next year or in the playoffs. And then we'll take Cleveland as a run line winner. So that's dog money at plus 112. It might be a plus 110. Plus 112 is available and taken. Depending on what books you have. Cleveland minus 1.5 on the money, on the run line. Now, this is against a KC team who is not embarrassingly bad, but Cleveland pitching advantage in this game is significant. The only question would be if they don't keep him out too long. No reason to have him blow out his arm in the last game, but I don't think any of these pitchers, I think these pitchers know their body better than anybody else, so I think he'll pitch as long as he feels comfortable, and he's a significantly superior pitcher. Cleveland, the better team overall. Cleveland's the play, but you got to get it by two to get decent juice on it. Otherwise, I don't want to risk the money line on that. That's too much. Anything could happen at the end of the year. Colorado is the final game, also minus 1.5 to get rid of the juice at plus money as well. It is Colorado's best pitcher. His last outing or two were terrible, but I don't think there's any health issues with him. Again, if there was, why would they be pitching him? Washington has Josiah Gray, and while he has a lot of potential for the future, he is a trash bin right now. He did have a good outing his last one, but the six or seven before that were batting practice. And this is in Colorado, so that's not a good place to get your confidence up. They knock him around a little bit, and they're going to keep on knocking him around. So I don't expect this to be close, but hey, anything can happen. And why pay the juice on Colorado? Colorado wins by margin or they don't win at all, right? So take the underdog money on Colorado. So that is it for today, and best of luck.